Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
All right, guys, we are live with my main man, Chase Sherman, heavyweight UFC fighter. Chase, how does that sound?
Sounds good, man.
Sounds good.
I'm just finishing up a training session right now. So you got to forgive me if I'm a little scatterbrained, man. It's been freaking crazy the last couple of days. Insane.
That is awesome. Let's start right there. I would love for you to kind of pull back the curtain a little bit. How has been the last 72 hours? My next question is how you heard the news. We'll get in there in a second. But you just said you're training your tail off. You know, back in the UFC, so much is going on. The pandemic, all this. How has been the last 72 hours for you?
Man, it's, you know, I haven't really had time to even let it kind of resonate, you know what I mean? So even really for it to set in, you know, Dean Tool called me, my manager, you know, I didn't believe it at first, and then there was a short moment of excitement, and then it was like, oh, fuck, I got to leave to go fight in like 6 days.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell? Like, I don't, and then as soon as I got off the phone with him, I had all the contracts emailed to me, how to do the USADA whereabouts, had to re-sign up for all that, how to do fucking, I have to set up all my blood work, all my eye exams, my physicals, everything, you know, and it's already hard enough with this pandemic going on to certain doctor's offices and visitors closed. So it's been a, you know, I mean, it's just been, you know, balls to the wall. And, you know, along with that, you know, I work my normal firefighter job. So I have my job, and then I'm training my athletes, you know, pretty much at my house, in my garage, from their sports performance classes. So I have all of this going on, man. And it's just like, I have not fucking stopped one second except for to sleep.
Right. Right.
Since I got that phone call.
And so, also,
it's been balls to the wall.
That's incredible, brother. And I don't know if you remember last time we talked too, it was, you know, right before one of your bare knuckle FC fights. And, I remember vividly you were in the truck and you just picked up your boy from school. And we were just kind of talking about that, you know, with me and my boys. And it's just like, for one, yeah, that doesn't stop, you know, being a father, the family, all that thing doesn't stop at all either. So it's just so much going on. But, when you heard the news from Dean Tool, you know, it's been 2 years, 2.5 years since, you know, leaving the UFC. Was that your ultimate goal? Was that it? Was it just nothing else? Or was it as, hey, I will, you know, hey, there's other organizations, there's other things I just want to provide for my family? Or was it 100% the goal to get back into that UFC?
Yeah, that was, UFC was always the first choice. You know, that's what we kind of said from the beginning. But you do have some of these other promotions that, have kind of stepped up and taken a little bit of the spotlight away from them. So they've kind of opened up a few different options for us fighters. You know, PFL was one that was really interested in us, and for some reason, the last second, they kind of went the wrong direction, the other direction, which ended up being blessed in disguise because they're shut down now. You know?
Right.
So they told me, they said, for sure, we want to offer Chase a contract. That was, you know, I was about to take a fight at home in March, so I was like, all right, so we're going to do this. This is what we'll do. We're going to get the offer from PFL already on the table. We'll take this fight at home, this little regional fight, you know, get a little payday, and then we'll go back to we'll call up Mick, and we'll go back to Mick and say, look, Mick, here's what the deal is. Chase is 4-0 since being released. PFL has already offered him a contract. He really wants to go with the UFC, but if y'all aren't ready for him right now, we'll go ahead and sign with PFL. So that fight fell through at home, and I, you know, pretty much had no negotiating room in the UFC because they said I needed one more fight. So we called up PFL, and PFL was like, we already signed a couple other guys, so, you know, pretty much fuck you. And I was like, all right, this just fucking blows. So,
right.
You know, I'm out of the UFC. I didn't get that fight to negotiate with them in the beginning. PFL kind of went another direction. So it looks like we're going to go back on the regional scene. So we signed another fight here regionally, fight for the heavyweight title here in Biloxi against, what's his name? Kenny Garner.
Right.
Former M1 Global Champ. So he's going to fight him on April 11th. Well, then the coronavirus happened, shut all the casinos down, all that shit happened. So, like, you know, I went, that's, you know, a good bit of a chunk of change I missed out on the last 2 months, you know. That's, you know, I still pay for all my bills through my fighting, and you know, I'm just pretty much got the fire department now, and I'm like, man, so I'm struggling financially, you know. And then by, you know, grace of God, I get these kids that want to come train with me. So I start training these kids because I have a degree in exercise science. So I train a lot of athletes. So I started training these kids pretty much in my garage with the equipment I have at home. And, you know, things are going pretty smooth, and it's taken off fairly well because parents, you know, they want to get their kids out of the house, get them active and things like that. And so that's taking off. And then out of nowhere, I'm just, you know, getting ready to go teach my class, and then Dean Tool decides to FaceTime me, and I thought he was fucking with me, you know.
Yeah.
I
was gonna say, Chase, he tells me, like, I you never FaceTime a dude, like, you just don't FaceTime a guy during the middle of the day. And like, he did it to me just recently too, and I'm like, Dean, what are you doing? He's like, no, I just needed 1 minute. I had to see your reaction to it, and it was about you. And I was like, holy crap. So what he saw, and then he showed me that picture, you know, he put it on Facebook, and that was gonna be my next thing. Man, what Dean wrote was like incredible. If you really don't think about it, it's so damn hard to get in the UFC, the greatest combat sports organization on this damn planet, and not to get into once. You got in it back twice. Just the road that he put down, and then, you know, about the whole the contender series, how you got offered it last summer, but you had other obligations. Just an amazing, amazing story. So when you read that through, what Dean Tool wrote about you on Facebook, did it really sink in, like, holy shit, I did this twice?
Yeah, man, well, you know, it didn't hit me right away, man. And then, like, the next morning, I was driving to work at the fire station. I was on my Harley, man. And I just broke down. You know what I mean? Like my Harley didn't break down. Like, I broke down emotionally because, man, the last year and a half, man, ever since I got released, it's been fucking hell. Like, I'm not kidding you, man. I have been learned humility on a whole nother level. You know, I had a nice house on a golf course. You know, I went to do a custody case so I can get my visitation rights, with my little boy. That didn't go the way that we wanted planned. And then after that, you know, I couldn't afford to live in the house I was in anymore, man. And I lost my house. And then, there was a freak accident. Right before my first bare knuckle fight, I almost lost my life, ended up in the hospital in a fucking coma, and then had to move. I pretty much live in the damn, you know, not the best areas in South Gulfport right now, you know, by myself in a little two-bedroom house. And, like, and I got blessed enough to get in with the fire department, you know, and it's just been a struggle, man. And
right,
for all that happened and just come out of nowhere was, you know, it was just real emotional for me, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
So I definitely don't want to go back to that. And, you know, learned a lot of lessons from the first time that I was in the UFC, you know, how to manage my career properly and not take these short notice fights and not be a company man, but to look out what's best for me here. And I'm just more mature on that aspect of it, especially on a financial aspect of it, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Learn, you know, when you get, you know, an $80,000 check sitting in your bank account, not to just, you know, go blow the shit knowing you're going to get more. But, you know, so, you know, just this is a different person, different fighter, man. And I'm just blessed, man. I really was not expecting it. And it was crazy. It was crazy.
Unbelievable, my man. I know you're super busy. It's literally fight week for you. It's fight week for UFC 249. I got two last things for you. One, you really talked about that year and a half, and I really want to hit on three events, of course. Island fights, all on UFC Fight Pass, 51, 52, 56. I was literally live at all three. The main event of 56 versus Vershawn Jackson, you know, just a monster, monster win for you. What did it mean to be on that UFC Fight Pass platform, to be under that Island Fights banner? It just seemed like it really... it's kind of where you needed to be in that year, year and a half, and now, boom, you're back in the UFC. So what did that do for you personally and your career?
Yeah, man, it was just, you know, I just had to trust Dean, you know, and listen to what he was saying, man. And, you know, like I said, just humble myself and go back down to that regional level and stay busy and stay competitive. And because at first I was like, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I'm just like, I don't want to have to go back down there and, you know, fight on that level again. Not that there's nothing wrong with it, but, you know what I'm saying, I felt like I was taking a step backwards. But the biggest thing was I didn't want people around town to know that I got fired and got cut from the UFC. You know what I mean? Like, it was just embarrassing to me. It was already embarrassing enough to know that I lost, you know, but now everybody's going to know, cause I live in a small town. Everybody's going to know that, you know, I got cut, and it just dealing with all that was just at that time was really just frustrating. But, I kind of sucked up my pride and did what I had to do for my career and trusted the process. And then now here we are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. May 13th, UFC Fight Night, Jacksonville, Florida. The whole world and combat sports world will be watching this whole week. We got UFC 249, your show, then the show on the 16th. I would love for you just, that'd be your last question, my man. Put a bow on what you think this week means to so many fighters, means to the MMA community. You know, you're taking the fight very short notice. So is Ike Villanueva, your opponent, who is kind of light heavyweight, moving up to heavyweight. Just so much. Another heavyweight fight, UFC 249, Francis and Rosenstruck. So much is going on. You know what? Just put a bow on this whole week that the UFC is putting on in Jacksonville, Florida.
It's just crazy, man. Not just for MMA or the UFC or anything. It's just crazy. It's huge for sports in general, man. Sports are important to us, you know? Do you know what I mean? Like, to everybody. And it kind of gives people a little bit of hope back to normalcy, you know what I mean? Back to their normal lives, you know? That, hey, you know, we're getting our sports back. We have something else to watch on TV besides fucking 1998 World Bowling Championships and Spellabees, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
So, I mean, it's just a little bit of a glimmer of hope, you know, that things are on the right path back to where they were, and it's a huge step for everything. So, for us fighters, you know, we have the responsibility to go out there and give these people what they want, you know what I mean? It's something to look forward to. I know if I wasn't in the UFC, this is what I'd be doing all week, is just watching that, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we got three big cards, man, and I'm just blessed to be a part of it, you know? That's part of history, you know? I get to be on one of the cards after one of the, you know, after I was one of the first ones to do a sporting event right after a global pandemic, and I'll go down in history. So, I mean, I guess you think about it like that, it's kind of crazy.
Absolutely, man. Incredible. Incredible story, Chase. Definitely follow my main man on Instagram, Chase_Sherman_UFC. My man, you got to go on your bio. It says former UFC heavyweight. You got to take off that damn former out. UFC heavyweight, Chase Sherman.
Yeah, I know. Well, everybody kept talking shit. I was like, why do you still have UFC under your thing on your Instagram? And this, and I kept trying to change it, but like, I don't really know how. And every time I would go to do it, I don't know if it's because it's a verified account underneath that name and it would fuck everything up. I don't know.
Right.
I'm not very technologically savvy. So I just put former under there just so people stop talking shit, even though they still talk shit. But
right. But
I'm back, motherfucker, so fuck you.
There we go. We're going to end it on that. Chase Sherman back in the UFC Wednesday night, May 13th. My man, continue success. We'll talk real soon, all right?
All right, later.
All right, brother. He is back, mother. Oh, God, I love that. Chase Sherman back in the UFC. What a week we have for us. We will be so busy here on the Fight Bananas podcast. We got so much content going along. But this podcast right here was sponsored by N-Still Nutrition. Check them out, guys, at nstillnutrition.com. Make sure you get your supplements. Incredible stuff. I take the Joint Zitchu every single day. This podcast was sponsored by N-Still Nutrition. Thank you so much, Chase. He's hella busy. Talked to him a couple times. I definitely wanted to get this interview, guys, for you. UFC 249, that's happening tomorrow. Chase's fight Wednesday the 16th, UFC Fight Night in Jacksonville, Florida. Chase Sherman back in the octagon. Cannot wait, guys. All right, continued success. Stay blessed out there. We are Crazy About Fights. I am Dave Van Auken. Hey, let's go bananas.